Thank you, Annalise Jacobo, for lighting our candle for us this morning. Good morning, folks. Welcome to the Lord's house on this beautiful Easter Sunday morning. We celebrate Christ's resurrection as he welcomes each of us into the realm of God's eternal kingdom through our repentance and confessions of faith. If you haven't done so, we'd like to invite you to please sign the attendance pad at the end of the pew and pass it on for your neighbors to sign down the row. If this is your first time visiting Berry Christian Church this morning, we want to say a special word of welcome to you, and we'd like to invite you to visit with us after our service. We'll be back in the back shaking some hands. Please stop by and let us know this is your first time here, and we'd be honored to share a small gift with you before you leave this morning. As we begin our service this Easter Sunday morning, we're grateful to the many folks who made contributions for the flowering of the cross that we'll see here in just a few more minutes. There's a flyer inside your bulletin that lists the names of the loved ones and friends for whom contributions have been made for the flowers. After our call to worship and a quick hymn, we'll ask the congregation to please be seated as you'll sing the four Easter hymns listed in your bulletin while we welcome the children who are present this morning to come forward and help fill the cross with flowers as it's transformed from a symbol of suffering and death into a beautiful symbol of new life. This coming Saturday from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, we're hosting a community health fair that will be in the fellowship hall where blood pressure and blood sugar checks will be conducted by nursing students, and also health education and resources will be made available to anyone who wants to come. We're grateful to Katie Turner for putting this all together and for our many nursing students, and also the volunteers from Berry who will be volunteering their time for this event. Again, that is this coming Saturday from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Barbara Mayberry and Gail Gentry are now signing up folks for photos to be taken for a new church directory, which is already needed with the number of additions and changes we've experienced in our church family over the past couple of years. If you haven't already, please do stop by the back table and sign up to have your pictures taken. In your bulletin this morning, there's also a flyer sharing information about the Easter offering that supports Disciples General Ministries, if you would like to use the enclosed envelope to make a contribution. Please do read through the bulletin announcement page to learn about other upcoming activities in the life of Berry Christian Church in the upcoming weeks and months. Also, note that in the back of the church is a new sign-up sheet to help take the Jacobo kids to and from school this coming week. Again, we want to thank everybody for supporting these kids and their families. Do we have any other announcements this morning? All right, Andrew.
Please rise for the call to worship. All that we want is to know Christ, to share in his sufferings, and become like him in his death. Thanks be to God.
And may we please bow in prayer. Gracious God, we come before you this Easter morning rejoicing in the promise of new life that this day offers each of us. Christ is risen. The world around us is different today because of this. What a wondrous gift you've given to us. You've shown us once again that nothing can defeat your love for your people. All of our suffering can be redeemed and transformed by the power of your Spirit. Awaken in us, O Lord, the joy of this morning, the wonder and awe of discovering your presence in our midst. Free us from all that is dead and from those things we need to leave behind. Call us together as your people, where we can challenge despair with glowing hope and where we can live joyfully and confidently, even in the midst of the harsh realities of life. We give you thanks for filling our hearts with joy, our minds with hope, and for leading us along as your children. In the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. please be seated. We'd like to invite our kiddos to come forward to help with the flowering of the cross as Andrew leads us in a selection of hymns that are listed inside your bulletins.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. A creation joined to say, Alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Sing, O heavens and earth, reply, Alleluia. Lives again our glorious King, Alleluia. Where, O death, is now your sting, joys and souls to save, Alleluia. Where your victory, O grave, Alleluia. Love's redeeming work is done, Alleluia. Fought the fight, the battle won, Alleluia. Death in vain forbids him rise, Alleluia. Christ has opened paradise, Alleluia. Soar we now where Christ has led, Alleluia. Following our exalted head, Alleluia. Made like him we rise, Alleluia. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies, Alleluia. My Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints re-reign. He arose, Alleluia, Christ arose. Vainly they watch his bed, Jesus, my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, alleluia, Christ arose. Death cannot keep its prey, Jesus, my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, he arose a victor o'er his foes. He's arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, alleluia, Christ arose. Christ is risen, shout Hosanna, celebrate this day of days. Christ is risen, hush in wonder, all creation is amazed. In the desert, all surrounding, see a spreading tree has grown. Healing leaves of grace abounding, bring a taste of love unknown. Christ is risen, raise your spirits from the caverns of despair. Walk with gladness in the morning, see what love can do and dare. Drink the wine of resurrection, not a servant, but a friend. Jesus is our strong companion, joy and peace shall never end. Christ is risen, earth and heaven, evermore shall be the same. Break the bread of new creation, where the world is still in pain. Tell its grim demonic chorus, Christ is risen, get you gone. God the first and last is with us, sing Hosanna, everyone. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and on the earth again shall stand. I know eternal life he giveth, that grace and power are in his hand. I know that Jesus liveth, and on the earth again shall stand. I know that life he giveth, that grace and power are in his hand. I know his promise never faileth, the word he speaks, it cannot die. Though cruel death my flesh assaileth, yet I shall see him by and by. I know that Jesus liveth, and on the earth again shall stand. I know that life he giveth, that grace and power are in his hands. thine all, my mansion he prepareth, that where he is, there I may be. All wondrous thought for me he careth, and he at last will come for me. I know that Jesus liveth, and on the earth again shall stand. I know that life he giveth, that grace and power are in his hand.
What do you think? Isn't it wonderful to see the cross transformed? Praise God. Let's give the children a hand. We are so grateful for the children's assistance and for the contributions made by so many of you to make the transformation of the cross from a symbol of death into a symbol of new life in Jesus Christ. And we certainly would want to encourage you to come forward with your children and take a few pictures at the end of the service. It'd be a nice keepsake for you all. As we have the privilege to go to God in prayer this morning, a number of people for us to remember. We first of all want to lift up that Harry Booth will be undergoing a heart valve replacement surgery tomorrow morning at North Kansas City Hospital. We also want to remember Dorinda Hoke as her husband John passed away this past Friday in the early morning hours, and his memorial service will be here at the church at 10 o'clock Tuesday of this week, April 22nd. We want to encourage you to please come and share in that service for Dorinda. And Clarissa, her sister, is here in town as well. Bryce Stamen, who attends the early service, he's going to be having knee surgery this Wednesday. And also, we want to lift up that the memorial service for Buddy or Frank Eichmas will also be here at the church this coming Saturday at 6 o'clock. Visitation begins at that time, and we'll have a service around 7:30 until 8 o'clock. We also lift up Jessica Jacobo as she's anticipating the birth of her second child any day. Is Jessica here? Is she behind? She's somewhere. Okay, let's lift up Jessica. Michelle, we're delighted you're here. Glad to see you and all the children. Praise God. Praise God. We lift up Betty Barnes. We want to remember Jerry Hamer. We lift up Val Stringer and her brother, Matt Mattson, and certainly Louise Mendrup and a number of other people that we've been thinking about day after day. And Dave and Rita Dyer would like for us to remember their insurance agent, Lauren Atkins, as her 8-month-old daughter, Nora. It's been discovered that she has liver disease and is on the transplant list, 8 months of age. So my gosh, what a real challenge for them. With all of these people in our hearts, let us bow our heads before the Lord's presence this morning. Merciful and holy God, it is with great joy that we celebrate Christ's victory over sin and death this Easter Sunday morning. It is through your great grace that we know we have been brought into a living relationship with you. For as the Apostle Paul tells us in Romans chapter 16, that sin has no dominion over us, because we are not under law, but instead we are saved by grace. As the psalmist proclaims in Psalm 62, we depend upon you alone, God. Our hope alone is in you, as you alone protect and save us. The loss of the spire and roof of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France, during the early days of this Holy Week, remind us, O God, that the things we mortals create with our own hands are always temporal. Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that our earthly lives are like living in temporary tents that can easily be worn and torn down. Yet Paul also tells us that in the spiritual realm we will be transformed by our new life in Christ. Thus we pray, O God, that we may strive to fix our attention not on earthly things that can be seen, but as Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, may we fix our attention on the things that are unseen. For what can be seen lasts for only a time, but what cannot be seen lasts forever. And may it be with a cheerful countenance this Easter Sunday and every day that we go about the task you set before us. For Paul also tells us that Christ is always leading us into a triumphal procession. It is a procession that ends in the realm of your eternal glory with Christ, revealed in a most personal way to the hundreds of followers who experienced his resurrected presence for 40 days before his final ascension into heaven. For the privilege to be a part of this eternal procession, O God, we are grateful as we also offer the prayer Jesus teaches us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And Phil, we thank you for coming forward for our scripture reading.
Our scripture reading this morning is from John, the 20th chapter, verses 19 through 22. And you may find that in your pew Bible on page 991. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." This is part of the story of God as told by the people of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
Imagine how the Sabbath day immediately after Christ's crucifixion lingered long for the disciples of Jesus as they mourned his death and yet also knew that the task of honoring Jesus through proper burial preparations had yet to be completed. Yet in the early morning hours of that first Easter morning, Mary Magdalene and the other women were astonished by the news of Christ's resurrection conveyed by the angel's proclamation and by the absence of Christ's body. The realization of Christ's resurrection brought them great joy in the early morning hours of that first day of a new week. Christ's resurrection on a Sunday morning is thus the reason why we Christian people worship God on Sunday mornings. Every Sunday, thus, is Easter Sunday, for it is Resurrection Day, and it brings forth great hope in all circumstances. This we celebrate on this Easter Sunday morning, as the bread and cup of the Lord's table remind us of the great sacrifice Christ made as he paid the price for the forgiveness of our sin and offers us an avenue of life eternal. As Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, now God has not only raised up the Lord, but will also raise us up through his power. Our communion hymn this morning, it's number 227. We sing stanzas 1 and 3 of In the Garden, please.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling. But he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
And as we gather at the Lord's table, we remember those words given to us by the Apostle Paul when he said, "For I received from the Lord the teaching that I pass on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took a piece of bread, gave a prayer of thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples and said, 'This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in memory of me.' In the same way, after the supper, he took a cup, gave thanks to God and gave it to them saying, 'This cup is God's new covenant sealed with my blood. Whenever you drink it, do so in memory of me.' And this means that every time you eat this bread and drink from this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." May we bow our heads as Michelle leads us in a word of prayer.
Dear Lord, please bless these emblems, and as we gather around your table today, celebrating your life, death, and resurrection, we ask forgiveness of our sins. With your love, strength, wisdom, and never-ending presence, please guide us through each day. Amen.
And these are the gifts of God for the people of God. We welcome you to share this morning. The Easter offering that we receive, in addition to our tithes and offerings, is a gift that helps bring life, love, and learning through the ministries of the Christian Church Disciples of Christ at the general level. The flyer in your bulletin indicates many of the avenues through which God's work is accomplished in meaningful and tangible ways through the general ministries of the church. Your gifts are gratefully received as we strive to be about the Lord's work locally, nationally, and indeed globally. With these thoughts in mind, Tom leads us in a word of prayer as we receive our tithes and offerings this morning.
Gracious God, help us be open and generous with you, knowing that our gifts will be used to enhance your work and be a blessing to those in need. Please bless these gifts and the givers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord God, we pray that this offering is used for your purposes now and always. In Christ's name we give thanks. Amen. Please be seated. May we have a word of prayer. Gracious and holy God, we are indeed grateful for the privilege to be in your house on this Easter Sunday morning and to celebrate the truth that in Christ we are offered great peace and the assurance of the Holy Spirit. It's in his name we give thanks. Amen. On Easter Sunday morning, Jesus made appearances to the women at the tomb. And he also, of course, made an appearance to two people who were followers of Christ who were on the road to Emmaus. The apostles and other followers of Jesus were likely in quite a stir about the possibility that Jesus had indeed risen from the grave, For such a feat would have been a game changer for the world to behold. A dramatic leap from failure into supreme victory. Our brief text that Phil read to you earlier is from the Gospel of John, the 20th chapter. I used it for this morning's message because it is so compact and because it tells us so much about the power of Christ's resurrection and what it does for us. Now, at the beginning of this scene that you see here in this very brief portion of John's Gospel, chapter 20, you see that out of fear for their lives, from the potential wrath of the Jewish and Roman authorities, the disciples are still quite uncertain about the validity of Christ's resurrection. Not all had seen. By the time we're getting toward the evening, not all had been present. There were stories. But do we believe them or not? And yet, they were also still very much in fear, and so they were cloistered behind locked doors, the 10 of them, less Judas Iscariot, of course, and minus Thomas, who we often call the doubter. Yet in the latter portion of verse 19, the text tells us that Jesus came and stood among them. And then he said, "Peace be with you." We need to take note of the four words here that Jesus chooses to use, because as he first greeted them, he could have used any number of words. He could have said any number of things. But of all the things to say, Jesus chose to say, "Peace, peace be with you." Now, this is not the first time that Jesus speaks about peace. As we go back to the Lord's Supper, we remember that as that event was coming to a close, the text tells us that Jesus said, "Peace is what I leave with you. It is not my own peace that I give you. I do not give it as the world does. Do not be worried. Do not be upset. Do not be afraid." And yet, isn't that exactly what the disciples were? As they were so anxious about what was going to really happen to Jesus. You know, they heard the words, but it was so hard to fathom. It was so difficult to really begin to grasp onto these notions of what Jesus was saying as the idea that they would come true. But what Christ wanted the apostles and other followers to experience more than anything else was a great measure of peace as he resided with them. Have you ever been in the home of a person or a family in which you just felt very much at home, very comfortable? Have you ever been in the presence of an individual who just made you feel like you were comforted, you were protected, that no matter what was happening in the world, you knew you would be safe? Maybe it was for you when you were younger that you were with a grandparent or both of your grandparents, or maybe in their home. Maybe it's that farm family situation, you know, out in the country somewhere. Maybe it's the hearth there in the dead of winter where you just feel the warmth of the fireplace. Maybe it's spring season where you have the opportunity to be in front of a picture window, watch the birds, squirrels outside, and you just feel like the whole world can just kind of float by, but you feel like you are at peace. That's what Jesus wanted to offer his disciples here, first and foremost. Then to confirm the fact that he really was who he said he was, verse 20 of this chapter goes on to say, "After saying this, Jesus showed them his hands, his side." In other words, he showed them the wounds of his wrist, his ankles, and his side. Said, "Here, look, see these wounds? I am who I say I am." He was recognizable by the evidence of these features.
But what is quite remarkable is the fact that Jesus was in no way inhibited by the wounds he had experienced in his earthly presence, right? Now, you know, we live in a world where we're kind of becoming more and more accustomed to the notion that you have a bum knee, bad hip. You just go in and they just take that out and they throw in a new piece, and by golly, they get you up and going and on your way. The whole notion about having something that, you know, would keep you down, we're getting less and less into the notion of thinking that it's going to keep you down. There's more and more opportunity to get fixed and keep going. But in Jesus' day, if you were inflicted by some kind of wound, and especially if you were the main breadwinner of the family, that was horrendously devastating, because any kind of injury that was serious, it just either took your life or put you on the disabled list, often for the rest of your life. To see Jesus' presence with the evidence of these wounds, yet here he was viable in this resurrected form, vital before their presence, it must have been astonishing to them. But yet, as we continue in the text, latter portion of verse 20, the disciples were filled with joy at seeing the Lord. But then again, how did Jesus respond? He once again repeats, "Peace be with you." Now then take notice, what's the next thing that Jesus does here in this very brief text? We continue on. Jesus says, "As the Father sent me, so I send you." In other words, he's saying, I'm going to have you be evangelist. But you're not going to do that alone. What's going to happen is you're going to be empowered. Because it goes on to say, then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." At this very moment, Jesus fulfilled the promise that he had first given to them again at the Last Supper. John chapter 14. Jesus said, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, who will stay with you forever. He is the Spirit who reveals the truth about God." And then in John chapter 15, verse 26, "The helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and make you remember all that I have told you." So again, back at the Lord's Supper, Jesus had promised they would receive the blessing of the Spirit. When do they? Again, we're talking about the apostles here. They don't receive the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. They receive the Holy Spirit in this moment. Jesus breathes on them, and they are blessed with the Holy Spirit. On Easter Sunday, we usually go to great lengths to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. Hooray, we shout. He is risen. He is risen. Indeed. We spend a lot of time focusing on the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. But what we fail to do is to realize is that Jesus did not raise from the dead for himself. He didn't need raising. He was not one who had sinned. He was not one who had fallen. Jesus rose from the dead for who? You and for me, for all of humanity. We are in need of resurrection. That's why Christ rose from the dead. We know that the sins of humanity were brought on to Jesus through the cross, through his great suffering, and even his death. But what Easter morning proclaims is the truth that Christ was victorious over sin, suffering, and death. In a similar manner, what you and I understand is because of the fallen nature of humanity, because Adam and Eve were cast out of the garden millennia ago, what are we left with? We are left with a fallible, often troubling, and often tragic world, are we not? We have to understand that we live and a world where troubles will come our way. The difficult thing about the way we exist in our Western world, however, is that we are living in a consumer-driven world where we are coerced into believing that if we can just buy a certain product, live in a certain place, have a certain job, drive a certain car, marry a certain spouse, learn a particular hobby, take a certain pill, life's troubles will pass us by. We will live in eternal bliss in this earthly existence if we just have, you fill in the blank. But we know it's a myth. The truth of the matter is we live in a sinful, fallen world. We live in a world where we will have troubles, heartache, loss, and tragedy. We like to ignore it. We like to think it won't come our way. But the truth of the matter is, even if you've lived a rosy life up to this point, if you live long enough, chances are something is going to happen and knock the props right out from under you. And the truth of the matter is, for many people who've lived many decades, they've had the props knocked out of them how many times and had to get up and get going and start over again. That's the nature of our human predicament, is it not? But Easter brings us an assurance that we are not fallen into the midst of our troubles. And I think it's interesting that Paul, someone who knew what suffering was like, wrote about this on so many occasions. We have to understand that Paul was the one who had been stricken with malaria, shipwrecked. He had been hungry. He'd even been stoned and left for dead as he was striving to get out the gospel message. And yet in Romans chapter 8, verse 17, Paul writes, if we share in Christ's sufferings, we will also share in his what? Glory. Paul also reminds us in 2 Corinthians that our lives here on earth are like living in tents that become battered and torn and will eventually wear out. Paul also compares the human body to common clay pots, those that are easily worn and broken. Yet Paul also writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, that we have this spiritual treasure inside these common clay pots. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul writes, even though our physical being is gradually decaying, yet our spiritual being is renewed day after day. And this small and temporary trouble we suffer will bring us a tremendous and eternal glory, much greater than the trouble. For we fix our attention not on things that are seen, but on things that are unseen. What can be seen lasts for only a time, but what cannot be seen lasts forever. Yes? On Easter Sunday morning, we celebrate Christ's resurrection. That's why outside on the sign, Luke chapter 24, verse 6 is the text. He's risen. But there's much more than that. Because what we also celebrate on Easter Sunday morning is our resurrection, not just in the eternal. We celebrate our resurrection today. For Christ said, as he appeared before his disciples, and we can envision Christ appearing before our very presence this day. And what does Christ bring to us? Peace is what I leave with you. Not as the world gives, but only as it's given from God. I give you peace. And you have the blessing of what? The Holy Spirit to empower, to guide, to comfort, to strengthen you. No matter what troubles, tragedies, or difficulties may come your way or will likely come your way. Today is your resurrection. The Holy Spirit's presence and peace in Christ our Lord. Do you know him as your Savior? If you don't, maybe today is that day you need to come forward and accept Christ in a way that I know your life can be transformed. Or maybe today is the day that you need to come forward and become a part of our fellowship here at Berry Christian Church. I want to extend that invitation to you as we turn to our hymn of invitation. It's number 226, He Lives. Let us sing All Stanzas Please, 226.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever others say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal alleluias to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives within my heart.
To be seated, if you will, please. We want to, first of all, celebrate the fact that Shelley Taylor has come forward. And Shelley, I believe you've made a confession of faith and been baptized.
Yes.
And so what we're doing today is we're celebrating the transfer of your membership from the First Christian Church in North Kansas City.
Yes.
To Berry Christian Church. We want to lift up that Shelley is the a daughter of Helen and Lauren Kirby. And of course, Lauren goes by Kirby, so he's kind of Kirby Kirby. But and again, they usually sit over on this side of the church when, you know, when they're present and are present here. And Shelley, I just want to extend a hand of Christian fellowship as we affirm your confession of faith and baptism, and are privileged to welcome you here at Berry Christian Church. God bless you, Shelley. Thank you. Let's give her a hand. Thank you. Thank you. We also want to celebrate the fact that Noah has decided to come forward to make his confession of faith. And Noah has shared with us in the Christian Beliefs class and been a part of that journey. And we know that you've just been growing in the faith in a wonderful way, haven't you, Noah?
Yes.
You really have. And, of course, you're not only growing in the faith, you're also kind of growing this way, too, right? And been really active in a number of wonderful things at your school as well. And kind of gotten over a couple of health concerns here, got that all out of the way. So now you're moving forward, right? You know, we praise God. And so, Noah, I want to ask you, do you believe with all your heart, strength, and mind that indeed Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, as you accept him as your Lord and Savior?
I do.
You do. God bless you. And so I want to extend to you the hand of Christian Fellowship and welcome you into the fellowship of Berry Christian Church. Thank you, Noah. Let's give him a hand. Let's give him a hand. Thank you. Praise God. Certainly is a wonderful, wonderful joy for us. We've just been seeing the Spirit of God moving in the life of Berry Christian Church, haven't we? In the last several weeks as we've had the baptism and confessions of faith of four of our young people and now Noah, and as we have the privilege also to welcome Shelley. First of all, let us stand and may we have our benediction and our closing hymn. May we pray. Merciful and holy God, we give thanks for the fact that Noah King has come forward and made his confession of faith. We pray your blessing upon his journey of faithfulness to you as he steps forward with his life in the years to come. Lord, we give thanks for Shelley, her presence along with her parents, Lauren and Helen Kirby. And we pray your guidance to be with both of their families in a most unique and wonderful way. As we've had the privilege to share in this fellowship, this time of renewal on Easter Sunday morning, we give thanks for the privilege to have our children transform the cross from a symbol of death into a symbol of life. May it be with new life that we carry forth Christ in all we do and say. It's in his name we give thanks as we depart. Amen.
Christ, the way, the truth, the life, be with us now, we pray. Direct our steps as we go forth to do your will this day. O faithful guide, renew our trust in love that does not fail. And give us strength to work and pray that peace may soon prevail.
Thank you very much.